Pick Peck Honda for all your automotive needs. Shop and save on over 1,300 of your favorite new Hondas during the Happy Honda Days sales event. Like a new 2019 Honda Accord LX front-wheel drive sedan. Lease for $249 a month. 36 months, 12,000 miles per year, and zero security deposit. Visit us at 11151 US 49 in Gulfport. Online at patpeckhonda.com. Stock number KA161533, automatic 2099, due at signing, plus tax, tag, and title fee. To qualified buyer, see dealer for details, ends 1-2-20.
Honey, it's our favorite time of year, and I got you something to celebrate.
A McRib! It's just what I wanted!
Happy McRib season, sweetie.
Mm, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mm. Actually, I was talking to my McRib.
Oh, okay, well, I'll leave you two alone.
Right now, enjoy a McRib meal and get another tasty McRib sandwich for just a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hello, this is Dr. John DeSalvo, and me and my co-host, Seraphine Hurley, welcome you to the Para X Hour, where science meets the paranormal. And I want to thank you for joining us on 107.7. FM Talk Radio in New Orleans on United Public Radio Network, and the radio station's website is uprntalkradio.com, and make sure you go there and listen to so many wonderful shows on this network. And Joe Montalvo is the owner, operator, station manager, and takes care of everything for us, and we want to thank him. And I'd like to bring on my wonderful, smart, charming, we only have an hour, so I'll stop there. Co-host, Seraphine Hurley. How you doing, Seraphine?
Hey, thank you. I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Looking forward. I got to say, this is the thing I look forward to doing the most each week. And I got to thank you. You're responsible for putting me on this network. And thank Joe for accepting me. So it's a dream I always had. Always wanted to be on a real radio network. So thank you.
So it's my fault. So.
You better believe it.
But it's my fault.
Seriously, it's one of the most enjoyable things I've ever done in my life. There's more enjoyable things. We can go into that now, but this is at the close to the top of the list.
Well, since we have to stay PG-13, we'll stay right there.
So, as you know, we like spontaneity, right?
Yes.
You know,
it's all about it.
And I got, I got to say, I think I enjoy this show so much. First of all, you're a very smart and insightful lady. People don't realize it because you're very modest, but you are. And we really hash out important, interesting subjects, and we go into them in depth. And that's what I like about the show. We don't really have anything planned. And it's like when I was teaching, when I was a professor, my best classes were when I digressed and responded to the students. So, not sure what I wanted to do tonight, and I've been getting questions about this topic for God ever since I've been on Facebook, probably 9 years. And every time I respond, I get arguments and this and that. Now, I'm just throwing this out there. I don't expect everyone to maybe accept it, or they could have issue with it, and that's fine, because this is my thoughts, my speculations. And it's a very kind of touchy topic, because people have a lot of opinions on this. And that is the idea of light versus darkness. The main question is, what is darkness? I think we don't really have to define light, right, Seraphine? For most people, God, love, Duracell batteries, anything else? Or...
Okay.
So... But the idea of darkness, okay? Here's the two questions that I want us to talk about. I want to get your take on it, mine. And you may not agree with me, and I may not agree with you, and that's fine. That I love, those are good dynamics. But darkness, no one has been able to really define it for me. All these people who say they're into darkness, okay? Or they're dark workers, or in the dark group, or they're... dark magicians or dark witches, the whole, you name it, adjective dark. And I've always challenged them on it. And just to start off why I started thinking about it, on Facebook, there's a mutual friend who kind of considers himself dark and in kind of dark groups and stuff like that. And He's really a nice guy. And I always say he's like one of the true seekers that I've met on Facebook. And that's what you and I are all about, aren't we? Mm-hmm. The seeking the truth.
Yes.
That's the bottom line. So I said to him once, okay, why are you dark? Would you hurt someone intentionally? He goes, no. Would you steal? No. You know, would you cheat on your wife? No. I, you know, went on and on. And the answer was no. I said, okay, so why are you dark? Well, I couldn't remember the answer, but, you know, maybe because he explores weird topics or this, but that doesn't make you dark. So that got me to think that people are using the term incorrectly. They're not dark because I really connotate darkness with evil. Okay, now this is where many people would disagree. But if they disagree, then come up with the term and the definition of dark or darkness. If it's just like you and I, we're into all kinds of weird stuff, okay? You know, magic, sorcery, voodoo, whatever. I mean, that's not dark, in my opinion, and still you start to use it for evil or selfishness or hatred. Then it turns into something that we may want to define darkness as evil. So we wouldn't call them dark, we'd call them evil. Does that make sense to you as kind of an intro?
Yeah, as a preface. Mm-hmm.
So I think I got him to rethink it a little bit. And let's see, I had a couple notes here. So that's one area I want to talk about and get your input. And I also told people on Facebook they can message me in with questions. That was very controversial. Let me just see if I got anything yet. Nothing yet. The next question is darkness necessary for light? Okay. That was the biggest one I've argued with for 5 years, that people will say, well, how do you have light, right, without darkness? On the surface, it sounds logical, right? If you're going to have a lamp and it is bright and it's lighting something, there's darkness. So without darkness, you don't need light. But when you really think about it, is that true? So let's look at the physical plane first, physical reality, our world. What is light? And then we'll move up to the spiritual, because people are going to say, well, that may apply to the physical, but not the spiritual. When you think of light in the physical realm, Seraphine, what do you think about? Nothing spiritual, just physical.
Physical light, I think of, you know, like light like the sun or light like a feather or, you know, generalities.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't thinking in that direction, too, but that's good. Me as a physicist, I always think of electromagnetic radiation, you know, the whole spectrum. Now, mm-hmm. if I was prepared, I'd have a spectrum I would show, right? You know, but we know that it goes from from X-rays up to gamma rays and ultraviolet, infrared. But that little section of the electromagnetic spectrum is visible light because we can see it. So that's kind of physically, I believe, what most people, you know, not scientists, but we'll say light is what we can see. Infrared, bees can see infrared. We can. Ultraviolet. Infrared, snakes. We talked about that last week. Remember you asked me about pit vipers, that they're infrared sensitive. But so there's a certain frequency of light, and all electromagnetic radiation has a frequency and wavelength. It's real. Mm-hmm. You can measure it. You can get interference patterns. You know, like you throw two rocks in the water. They both make. Okay. So the thing is that light in the physical world is real, right? You can measure it. It's quantitative. But what is darkness in the physical world? Does it have any substance? Can you measure it?
I know the answer, but I'm not going to say.
Oh, come on. Come on. Go ahead. Come on.
How would I say yes and no? It depends. It really depends. And so I'm leaving you wide open for wherever you want to go with that.
But I want an answer before the show's over. You don't have to agree with me. Okay. So as a physicist, darkness is nothing. And people shouldn't mention dark matter, because we don't even know if it exists. It's a theoretical construct. It hasn't been measured or anything. We don't have a piece of it. And it's used as a physical construct to explain why the galaxy revolves like a pinwheel, you know, not like a solar system. The planets move all over the place, but the galaxy moves around together, and only like 90% of the 90% of the matter is not accounted for. So physicists make up the idea of dark matter. I want to throw that out because a lot of people bring that up, and I kind of say that hasn't been proven yet. You know, that's theoretical. So in my opinion, light is measurable, it's concrete, and like you said, the sun, we can see it. Darkness has no substance. We can't measure it. It doesn't have, maybe the key is it has an equation, because to me in physics, if something is real, it has an equation. You can measure it and calculate, and you can predict from it. So now, okay, so now let's move up to the spiritual. And this is where we'll get more of a, it gets a little more, I guess, sticky. Light and darkness. We know that there's in almost all the major religions, and I got a lot of quotes at the end, which I pulled up. They talk about a battle between darkness and light, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even the War Scrolls of the Dead Sea Scrolls, Revelations. I don't know if you can think of any more. The Quran. Almost all the religions of the book talk about light and darkness. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk a little bit into the, a little later about how do they look at darkness? Do the major religions, the mystics? I even got examples that go back to Egypt and Mesopotamia. Do they look at darkness as something that's necessary for light? So almost like there's light and dark in this physical realm. They're both equal. They're both needed, but there's a battle. Or is darkness not necessary, and it's just like a pain in the ass for light, you know? Mm-hmm. Or there's a different meaning towards it. I hope I'm not getting too off. So far, so good?
Yeah, so far, so good. I'm following you. I'm just trying to figure out where you want to go.
And I'm trying to figure that out too, but. So, maybe I'll just go right to the punchline and kind of work backwards. How's that? Okay?
Sure. Okay.
All right. So, if you go to scriptures, okay, now obviously people have problems with religion, but we're going to go talk about ancient Egypt, the Dead Sea Scrolls, Qumran, you know, the whole gamut. And yeah, there are religions that differ with what I'm going to say. So you're going to be able to find an exception. But the ones that I take the most serious, maybe the ones because, you know, there's older, there are more followers, there's been more, you know, theological studies. One would be, but you know, I mean, you could argue with that. I don't know. I'm really getting the heck out of my what I wanted to say here. Well, I like the Gospel of Thomas. You know why? A lot of the New Age. I love the Gospel of Thomas. It's one of my favorite books, even though it's not, you know, in the official canon of the church, both Christian, Roman, Greek Orthodox. The canon. Or books of the Bible, the 66 books of the Protestant Bible, or 73 of the Catholic, were determined at the Council of Trent. And then probably a lot of politics went into it, because I think the Book of Enoch should have been in it, the Gospel of Thomas, you know, other things. So I'm not one of these believers that think the Bible is, you know, the Word of God come down from heaven. I think it's like any inspirational book. Yeah, maybe there is words in there from higher sources, but a lot of it was politics. But the Gospel of Thomas, I'm going to read this. This is number 61, if anyone wanted to check. If one is whole, one will be filled with light. But if one is divided, one will be filled with darkness. So what they're basically saying with the commentary is that the idea is to be filled totally with light. Because if you have any darkness in you, you'll be divided. And you remember this terms, like even Lincoln used the Bible, a house divided itself cannot stand. You can't follow two masters. Okay. So that, even in the Gospel of Thomas, the Holy Quran is very clear. They said the light, this is considered the verse of light. For those who are Muslim out there listening or Sufi, they're familiar with this. It's called the light verse. And it says that testifies as God is light of the heavens and the earth. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The example of his light is like a niche and within which is a lamp. Light upon light, Allah guides to his light whom he wills. See, nothing about darkness, nothing about we need darkness for light in the whole Quran. In fact, there are other verses in the Quran that even more specifically, and I couldn't find them. I do have several copies of the Quran that even specifies that no darkness is needed. And then we go to Revelations, and the city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the lamp is its lamp. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. So now I'm not saying there's no darkness in humans, okay? Let's keep this straight. We may have some darkness, but let's see what that is. And if it's necessary, and if it isn't, what should we do about it? And I can read more. If we walk in the light, we have fellowship. Okay, then this is going to find very interesting. I wasn't even sure of this, but I wrote a book on the Dead Sea Scrolls published by Barnes & Nobles, and they talk about the battle between the sons of light and the sons of darkness. And the same thing holds out, that the sons of light win in the end, and there's no darkness, and God is all light. That was in the War Scroll, and it's people think obviously that was the Qumran community, but also even in Egypt, the servants of Horus, the sons of Ra, and even in ancient Egypt, the kings were called the sons of the sun, S-O-N, mm-hmm. Sons of the sun, and in Persia as well. They were called the light, the sons. No darkness came into any of this when we're referring to God and our ultimate, the emperor of China is Tian Taose, the son of heaven, the imperial family, the celestial descent. So I got a ton of these references. I guess I want to imply that in most of the major religions and even cultures, the ultimate personification of God is light, pure light. Darkness is nowhere needed, but in humans now will drop down a bit. You want to make any comments before I get to humans here?
No, I'm keep it up.
Okay, so now people could say, well, that's fine, because what you're saying is the ultimate goal of mankind, humankind, is to become all light, because if many of us believe in divine union, cosmic consciousness, and we're going to merge with God, right? And God is all light. I hear this in New Age all the time. We need to be pure light. And how do you do that? The Catholics say there's a purgatory, that cleanses you. Others say there's reincarnation until you become all light. There's, 100 different variations on. Others say you go to Brooklyn for a couple centuries and that cleanses you, but how to get a Brooklyn joke in, but anyway, right. Vinny may be listening, so now, what is darkness in humans? As I mentioned, if I ask somebody who's a dark worker, or they say they're dark, and I ask them, why define dark, give me examples of what you do as being dark. Now if they said, well, I do evil curses on people, I'm selfish, I hate people, I steal, I'd say, well, you're not dark, you're evil. Use the term evil, forget dark, okay? Unless you want to say dark is evil, okay? So now those people who say they're dark will say, no, I don't do those things, but I'm dark. Okay, then what do you do that's dark? Give me one example. And then usually the example they give is not something bad or evil, it's just a practice or a way of life that doesn't hurt anyone. It's something that they use to express themselves, whether it's, magic or voodoo or whatever. They're doing it for maybe spiritual reasons or who knows what, to help the mankind and environment. So I'm going to stop there and really let you kind of, and I mean it, if you don't agree or have a something different, I really want to hear that because I'm open. I know this is not a complete dissertation, you know, these are thoughts I've had.
Well, what I was going to say is that darkness and light are relative terms. And when we're talking about divine light, that even Lucifer himself is described as the bright morning star.
Correct.
So even when you're talking about any kind of divine God light, big G or little g, it's still a light in the world. When they're praising other gods, big G and little g, it's still light, right?
Yep.
So when we're talking about, oh, the darkness looming over, blah de da de da, or I'm going to do something that's so incredibly dark, or I only dwell in the darkness. Because I come across these people in social media all the time. I'm just so dark and this and that. My version of darkness is different than other people's. Like I said, it's all a very relative term. Because when you're describing darkness, we're talking absence of light, absence of love, absence of...
Agree with that, yeah.
We're talking about a negativity, but you can't always say that that darkness is negative, as you know, being a mathematician. Darkness does not equate nothing. There's no... Because it's still something, it's not negative. So in order to have darkness, you have to have light. Otherwise, there isn't darkness.
Okay, now I have a question for you. If you ask a dark worker, like one of these people you're talking about, mm-hmm. give me one example, a concrete example of something you do that you consider dark, but is not evil.
Dark but not evil?
Right. Because otherwise, if we say darkness is evil, that's the end of the game. That mm-hmm. people are saying that darkness is necessary. You're saying evil is necessary. And I don't believe that. That's what Satanists believe. There's an equal God and an equal evil. And I totally reject that concept. And I think most people do unless they're Satanists. But the idea that, because all the examples I gave that God is light, light, light. So if somebody is dark and it's not evil, what could they do? I mean, you know, like if they say, well, I do magic, that's not evil unless they're harming someone. But is there anything that you could think of that these people would say I do is dark, but it's not evil? I can't. That's why I'm asking the question.
I can say calling forth lower vibrational beings, because lower vibrational beings aren't always evil. I would say that they are, let's say, not light and fluffy.
Okay.
It's so, not necessarily evil.
Okay. So if you call a light being, let's call him neutral until he doesn't act. Okay. So you call a low energy being and now he attacks you. Would you say he's evil?
Not necessarily.
Okay. If he hurts someone intentionally that shouldn't deserve to be hurt.
Intentionally, then yeah. That's harming, and that's quite possibly evil.
And possibly. If he helped somebody, he healed somebody, that would be good. Then you would call him.
Possibly. Depends on who and why and when.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's basically
these are all there. It's generality.
Right. So whether it's a low-level entity or human, the behavior, in a sense, is going to determine the classification?
Would you
agree to that?
Okay. It would have to be a determining factor, but there's millions upon millions of determining factors, and they all are generalities of each other because your version of evil is different than my version of evil.
Okay, that's the next point I'm getting to. Beautiful. Sure we didn't go over this beforehand? I mean, this is really flowing the way I wanted it to. Okay. Have you ever read the book Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis?
No.
C.S. Lewis was one of the greatest Christian theological writer. A lot of people look at him as like very conservative, but he wasn't. And the book basically says, and I've read it just because I was kind of skeptical of him and it like blew my mind away. He was saying a lot of people use the idea that evil and good depends on your culture, right? The time you lived in, the values of society. Now that may be true for certain things, you know? But in general, he gives examples that almost every culture and every civilization would agree on being evil. And that would be, you know, murder, taking advantage, hurting, stealing. It's basically, you know, somebody mentioned today the seven deadly sins, but there's a lot more. The things that we know are hurtful. So he was saying, it doesn't matter. You go back to these ancient cultures and societies and ones that never even contacted civilization, 80% or maybe higher of what we consider evil, they consider. But I guarantee you that 20%, like look at the Mayans, they would chop off the heads of their enemies and that was good. You know, I mean, so there's those exceptions. So there's not all, I don't want people to think so. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is that if we, almost we really need to get rid of the term dark, because people that call themselves dark, the ones that I know, almost everyone I know is a good person. You know, I mean, there could be some hidden shysters in there too, right? But 90%, let me say, I don't know.
For myself, I would say that I know some people that you would definitely feel, and I feel, are downright evil because of the things that they do.
And you would call them dark, with the dark meaning equal to evil.
Dark meaning equal to evil, yes.
Okay. So we almost came around in a complete circle and really kind of agreeing with everything. I really don't see anything you said that I disagree with. In fact, you seem to kind of supplement what I'm trying to say is words have meaning. And the problem is we use words and labels without understanding the meaning. I remember.
Yeah, the implications.
Yeah. One of my, I got to keep an eye on my watch. One of my favorite movies, which was very, people may not like, was called Conspiracy. It was how the Nazis had this conference and how they were going to exterminate the Jews. They found one existing record of it. Okay. It's called Conspiracy. Just really a good movie. It's because it's historically fact. And it's like how a 2-hour conversation, a meeting changes the face of the earth. But one of the most interesting scenes is that a guy was saying that he shot 300 Jews and they were debating what the term eliminate was or whatever. It was like all these terms. So one of the top lawyers there was talking to him, and the guy said, the soldier said, I studied law also. And the guy was surprised. He goes, well, how do you reconcile your study of law with what is happening? He said, it makes me distrustful of language. And I like that, because
that's
the one
point.
Guy, yeah, I think it was Heydrich who was leading the meeting, was talking about evacuation. And it was like, well, does that mean putting them in a ghetto, killing them, sterilizing? You know, it was like, and he's not answering the question. He keeps, and that's when the guy stands up and says, you know, what does that mean? And they try to dodge him. But I'm almost kind of saying, I think that's the case with the darkness thing, is that everyone's afraid to label it, because if they do, it's either evil or it's not darkness. Okay, it's a different lifestyle, maybe a different way of looking at the world, you know?
Right. Well, some things that people like would believe are downright evil, like my version of evil bridges on the unconscionable, where some people would say, oh my gosh, that's really bad, or, oh, that is incredibly evil. But my version of evil, you don't want to see with your eyes, because that is not going to be a good thing. See, there's a difference between somebody, let's put this out there, somebody, some stupid little rat kid who is demon worshiping, sacrificing a baby kitty to a Schemian. I'm not even going to say the D word, to a Schemian, because that's basically what they're bottom feeding lower vibrational beings, because they think that they're going to summon somebody big. Well, you know what? You're not going to. And if you do, you've won the lottery. You might as well just buy a lottery ticket, because you're just going to get something that's basically snot. Yeah. And so in order to get larger quantities of, let's just say the big E for evil and the D for darkness, you have to do things that are so out of this world horrible that most people don't even want to even think of in order for it to get that label. So that's one of the reasons why we cannot place a label saying black equals evil, white equals good, because I've seen things in the light that are not so great.
Then they're not of the light. Then I would say you'd have to redefine those. Now, how about this idea? You know, I've studied exorcisms and I've seen evil. I know evil. And I believe in the devil and demons and hell, whatever that really means. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I do believe there's a battle for souls. Now, I don't know if hell, I don't think hell is the way people describe it, or it's eternal, but I do believe in the personification of evil. Call it whatever name you want. Mm-hmm. They want to basically get souls. They hate mankind. If you believe that story, and I do, because it's in almost every religion in a different sense, that the fall caused because man is hated by evil. So that's why I don't understand people that follow evil and dark. They're following somebody who's saying to you, I want to come into your house. I want to rape your wife, kill your children, and take everything you own. But these people worship that entity because they just want their soul. And there's stories from visionaries of the people in hell or suffering who are the greatest sinners, because the devil and the evil ones even look at them as traitors to the human race. It's very interesting if you followed some of the apparitions. I got sidetracked a little bit. So what I was trying to say is, how does evil attract people that, like, say, you and me aren't evil? That's where the darkness comes in, which I think people are ignoring. It's a little, you know, enticement to say, come over. And this is where I think, like, shadow work and a lot of these things where they say darkness is necessary is dangerous. It's that quicksand to pull people in, like shadow work. Okay, so maybe I feel I want to explore drugs, because I got that. So I start taking drugs. Is that going to really help me deal with it, to face it? I can understand it. I can face that maybe in my life that's bad, but to embrace it, it'll be like quicksand. Or lust. We all have that, a lust. Now the question is, how do you express that? Well, I could say, well, you know, I got kind of lust, so I'm going to hire prostitutes every night. I'm going to go out with this and do all that. But do you think that's going to cure, or is that shadow work? Is that going to make me know myself better? Or is it going to be a trap like quicksand pulling me to the dark side? Anyway, in the exorcisms that I have known, something like 80% of the time, the demon possessing the person, they try to find out what was the opening, you know, for that possession, which many times they don't know, but it's like 80% was like dabbling in the occult. Now, I don't believe it's the occult that you and I do, okay? Because we do it for good reasons, but it's the negative occult, that kind of stuff. So I think this kind of old concept of, like, oh, we want to face the darkness within us and explore it. You know what it is? Take darkness and use the word sin.
Yeah, I know, that's another generality.
Right, but use that and it explains it better. Because what they're saying is, you have this urge to do something that you think may be wrong, because it's darkness. Otherwise, they wouldn't say that. So what you want to do is face it. And that's good, because that's actually – Most religions have things like examining your consciousness and confession, and people reject that in modern times. But it's good because it makes you look at yourself. So I look at myself and say, you know, I could be nicer to people sometimes. I'm a little selfish. I don't embrace it, but I face it and accept it and realize it's wrong and then try to work on it. What do you think of that so far?
Well, I think, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful here by any means, just to put it out there, but when you're talking about shadow work and then you go into generalities about somebody going into sin and going into devil worship or sinking deeper in because they're trying to delve into their darker selves, well, if you part through that a little bit, and like if you're like doing shadow work where you're exploring, let's say, sexuality. And I'm not talking about things that are like 50 Shades of Grey, but let's say things that normally people don't always openly explore because they're just way straight-laced. And maybe it's a healthy thing for them to do. And that's a part of shadow work, is to go into something that makes you uncomfortable. Not necessarily something that is a sin, not something that's necessarily evil. Something that is more perceived as something that would be sinister, but it's actually not.
Well,
because
yeah.
Your own personal dogma labels it as such.
Yeah. So then I would say that's not darkness. That's looking at an alternate lifestyle and practice that's not hurting anybody. You know?
No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about people who have had, let's say, relations with people that are just like, let's just say biblical. They have sex with the lights off. They don't do anything except for that one thing all the time, and that's it. But now they're going to try to do something different because they're exploring their darker side, because their counselor has said that it's going to be better for them.
Okay. Well, let me stop you right there. I don't look at it as a darker side. I look at it as an alternate way of expressing an urge, a fetish, or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's not hurting anybody, so it's not dark, as long as
you
agree.
But there you go. There, you got it. You right there. It's a generality. It's another part of generality.
But you can't say that's dark, would
no.
you?
Okay. No, I don't personally,
but
other people perceive it as dark, a dark
right.
action
to do something
out of the ordinary.
Put that on the side, but I agree with that. Now, where it's darkness, somebody feels I want to dominate someone who doesn't want to be dominated, okay, or control them, you know, or do things to them that they don't want. Now you're stepping the line of alternate behavior that I don't consider dark into evil, which is darkness, you see? So I think you can actually put labels on it. Maybe they're not 100% steadfast, right? Like, okay, let's say me and somebody wanted to express alternate sexuality, like you said, right? Okay. Wanted to hang from the chandelier and, you know, do all kinds of
context. I can totally picture it, right?
Okay, you can picture me hanging from a chandelier. Okay. But
I
don't look at that as darkness, evil, wrong. I don't care. You know, I mean, if they fell off the chandelier, I'd say they're stupid. I wouldn't say they're evil. But, you know, if they do stupid things and get hurt, stupidity, it's not evil.
Mm-hmm.
But once someone tries to explore that shadow work by hurting themselves, usually it's hurting themselves, not others. Mm-hmm. That's what I have a problem. And when an exorcism, by the way, most of the people possessed open themselves up through this type of exploring the darkness that is borderline on the evil side. And that's really interesting, that's kind of the entryway. Not everyone who does that is going to be possessed, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that even it's a slippery slope. And I really think shadow work really is like going to confession. It's mm-hmm. simple as that. I look at myself and say, what's dark within me? Let's use the word dark, meaning what am I not happy with within myself, right? What do I feel guilty about, okay? Mm-hmm. So I feel guilty about maybe the way I look at sex, or maybe the way I look at I don't know why, you know, certain things. So when I go to confession, what I'm doing is a shadow work. I'm telling the priest or even a counselor, I have these urges, these feelings. I want to discuss them. I want to address them, face them, acknowledge them, but not embrace them. Because when you embrace them, I believe you're just being pulled in with quicksand. So then you would talk about it. You would maybe see why that's not good. Or the counselor may say, there's nothing wrong with that. Or this is dangerous. This could hurt you. And this actually borderlines on evil or something. And you need to, we need to work on getting rid of that, because that is evil or darkness. So that's what I believe the things that they call shadow work and all this is really just a kind of a new age way of saying we're going to examine our conscious, our soul, address what we don't like, what we feel that's evil, admit it, and then work on it. What do you think?
Yeah, but I would bridge instead of using the word evil, which is huge and ominous, into something that would be more where people would understand it as a generality into more of a deviant behavior to deviate from what people perceive as normal. Like, I'm going to go and hurt myself because I think that that's going to be exciting. That's deviant. That's maybe, not evil.
You made a good point. Maybe we should change the term instead of light and darkness is to love and hate.
Yeah, that's still general too.
Okay, now I'm still waiting for you to come up with a few examples. I think you did one of what is darkness or exploring darkness that's not evil. Because then that probably turns out that it's not dark. Because if you then what is dark? We don't really have a definition for dark yet, do we? Well, I mean, that's what I'm trying to get with this whole discussion, to be honest with you. And it's been great because we've been looking at it different ways. You know, you're looking at it here. But we're left still with, okay, if this was as a professor and this is a test, I give you a piece of paper and say, define darkness in 3 or 4 sentences or less and give me 5 examples of what's dark and not evil. I don't think we've come up with that yet. I don't know if anybody has.
Well, you can still have dark proclivities and not have them be evil entirely.
Can you give me an example? That's what I'm trying. I mean, I really want to know. I mean, that's what, you know what mesmerizes me is there's so many groups out there, a lot of secret societies and this, and I've been in a lot of them too. They say, we're the darkness. And then when I look at the people in the group, they're all good people. They wouldn't hurt a fly. They love animals. They're kind. I thought, where the hell is the dark? Now, maybe there's something as you go higher and higher up. Like, I don't want to mention, you know, national or groups and stuff. But, there's a lot of questions that some of these big, big, big international societies do. Even the Vatican, you know, do things behind the door that are real evil. I don't want to go that high. But the point is that what I have seen. And then when you ask them, why are they dark? It's more like play acting kind of thing, you know? Well, because I like to dress up with blood all over my face and scare people. Or, I think I'm a zombie or I think I'm a werewolf. And, you know, we know damn well they're not. But they're not hurting anybody by doing that. So that's not dark to me. It's like maybe expressing a fantasy or expressing fun, like when we play video games, kind of, really. I just thought of that, you know, maybe like even like when you play video games. I mean, I see a lot of these ladies on Facebook that put these pictures out that look like they came out of Dracula movies, okay? And then I become friends with them, and they're just normal people, the financial people. I don't know what they do on the side in their spare time, but, you know, I got to know a couple of them pretty well, and they're really good people. And it's like, my conclusion is that they're not dark. They're not evil. We all look for escapes. We all look like to have fun, right? Or life would be boring. I mean, I joke around as being 007, you know, on Facebook. And I hope people don't think, you know, I'm really an international spy. I joke about being in a mafia. Well, we'll talk about that another time. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. I'm kidding. But living in doing fantasy is okay. and having fun with it, as long as your make-believe world doesn't go into the reality, then you've got a problem.
But I was going to broach into that fantasy world with my, let's say if I just grab some random person and hold a dagger to their throat because it excites me. Now that's dark.
Yes. That's a good example. And that's evil, right? You would say,
because they don't want me. Evil. They don't want me to. Maybe they wanted me, but they didn't want me to put a dagger to their neck.
Exactly.
Now, they weren't expecting that. That's dark.
And when you say that's evil, that's the case that dark is evil.
I wouldn't. But then again, it's. I haven't stabbed them with it. They. Let's say that they can feel that. That's definitely a dagger.
You definitely scared the shit out of them. Okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's evil. Okay, now.
But that's general. That you think that's evil. I don't think that's evil. That's playtime.
Wait a minute.
I didn't cut them yet.
If you put a dagger up to my neck, I wouldn't be scared because I know you like me and you wouldn't hurt me. Okay?
Sure.
But if you were somebody, maybe I should pick that. All right. Let's hope you like me. We got to have some fun with this, but if a stranger walked up to me at Walmart, which maybe wouldn't be unusual, put a knife up to my, I'm just kidding, of course. I love Walmart, by the way. Do all my shopping there. It's not an endorsement, but somebody put a knife up to my throat in the street, that's evil. Even if it was play acting for him, that's evil. He scared the hell out of me. I could have a heart attack and die or a stroke, right? Or if I had a gun, I could pull it and shoot him. You see, that's what I'm saying. That's evil. If you handcuffed me to bed, and I wanted you to do that, that's not evil. That's play acting. That's fantasy. But anyways, you see, the point is the intention and who's involved and are they giving permission for it? Does that make sense?
Exactly. But I'm still trying to have you see that it's still a generality no matter which way you slice it. Your version of evil and good are still a generality to everybody. That dark and light are general thought processes. There's only general generic good and general generic bad.
Okay. When a group says I'm dark, would you like to join? My first question is, well, what do you do, right?
Exactly.
I'm not going to join Skull and Bones until I find out what are you doing, okay?
And with whose bones we're doing it with.
Yeah, well, I've been in a coffin, so that's all I'll say at this point. And I have 322 over my front door, even though it's 8101. I'm just kidding. But the question is, or I'm getting silly now. I'm making my address up. Okay. The question is okay, so what do you do? For me to join your group, or it doesn't need that. I meet somebody and they tell me, I'm dark. You want to go out with me? You want to have fun? You want to go to a party? I'd say, all right, but you're dark. What do you mean by that? Does that mean you're going to pull a knife up to my throat? Are you going to rape me? Are you going to, going to hurt me? Or are you going to what? Or is it just kind of play acting? We're going to make believe, that kind of thing. I think there should be some kind of definition when people say this group is dark, I'm dark, I'm a dark magician, I'm a dark voodoo. That's all. Remember, like the guy in that movie, Conspiracy. He wanted to know what the meaning was. Did that mean you're going to kill the Jews? You're going to sequester them? You're going to, whatever. Does that make sense? So I'm not going to join a group that or become friends with some stranger that says I'm dark unless I know what they are. And what I'm saying is that 90% of my friends that have told me on Facebook, and no, I'm on social media all over the place, you know that, but it's just I have a lot of followers on Facebook, are good people. And I don't believe they're using the term correctly or they're defining it different than I am. If they're defining it as doing unconventional things to enjoy ourselves, have self-gratification with others that are have permission to do it with, mutually acceptable, we're not hurting anyone or ourselves, who cares? But if they're saying, like you say, we're going to torture animals or we do this, that's a group I wouldn't want to be in, or I wouldn't want to have a friend like that. So I'm almost feeling I wish we could get rid of the term darkness, you know? And I don't know what to replace it with, because people who say they're dark, others connotate it with evil. And that's not always the case.
Yeah, and that's very true, is that for the most part, people who say that they're just dark as treacle are really not. It's like your version of darkness is dressing in black and listening to The Cure without light on in your house. I mean, woohoo, that is just so dark. Oh my gosh.
A lot of people think that is, though. A lot of them would say
but
they
that's,
were.
That's dark being that, okay, there's darkness in your house. That's
right.
It's dark colored. There's no light there. And you're wearing black. So, okay, dark. But it's not dark, ominous.
Exactly. Well, that makes my point. Most people that say they're dark aren't dark. You're still trying to picture me swinging from a chandelier, aren't you?
No.
Okay, good. So, I don't know if we got to any point in this, but I think my point is that I'm still not satisfied that we've come up with an answer for what dark is or what these people think it is, and any examples of something that's dark, that's maybe that's more simple. What is dark that's not evil? Because the things you gave me are not evil, but the people call them dark. I really struggled with this. I really want to understand. And not groups and people and organizations and societies that really are dark. Okay. We know there's some, right? I mean, let's face it. I mean, I'm not stupid, but we're talking about, you know, the average kind of, I mean, I think people would, somebody said I was dark. Okay. I had a good friend, and basically they said I was dark. And I told a few friends of mine, and they just laughed. They said, I've never seen anybody who, you know, promotes light more than you. Now, yes, I have things in me that I consider dark, mm-hmm. maybe, you know, things, whatever, but I acknowledge those. Mm-hmm. I realize they're wrong. I don't want to embrace them. I want to face them, admit it, and then get rid of them, and then swing from the chandelier. But, you know, it's first come, first serve. So that's kind of what I'm saying, is that, no, we're all not perfect. None of us are. We all have, and I won't use the word evil, things we don't want within ourselves that we want to get rid of, okay? Mm-hmm. And if that's what shadow work is, then I'd call it examination of consciousness. I would call that, like people say who believe in reincarnation and a lot of, when you die, we relive our life and we see the ramification it had when you called somebody stupid. It gave him an inferiority complex and his whole life went downhill because of the one thing you said. That's kind of what we do. Is I do this almost every night, by the way, not to brag. I kind of look over my day, and it's not in a morbid way, you know, like, people think like confession and examination of consciousness. It doesn't have to be through a church or preach. You can be an atheist and do it. It doesn't matter. But I look and say, what did I do that may have hurt somebody, even unintentionally? Even though that to me is not something wrong, evil, it's just stupidity. But, and then try to say, okay, I'm going to admit it. I'm not going to make an excuse. Okay. When I, you know, I did today, I opened the door for somebody. I always open the door for people. And, they never say thank you. So I opened the door for this husband and wife, and they just looked kind of mean. And when they went through, they didn't say anything. And I said really loud so everybody around could hear. I said, you're welcome. And the husband turned to me and said, oh, thank you. Seriously. Now, I think that was wrong. I really shouldn't have embarrassed them, right? But it's like, okay. Maybe it was good. Maybe it made them think to be more respectable. But I mean, stupid things like that. It doesn't have to be, gee, and I shouldn't have killed those three people today. You know, I'm not thinking of really bad. I mean, if I did, yeah, I'd want to be sorry about it. But I'm thinking even simple things. And these are like, now, is shadow work that? And I'd say that's fine. Or is shadow work saying, Well, you know, I have these urges. I want to control people. So next time I go out on a date, I'm going to, against my date's will, tie her up and do these things to her, because that's shadow work, you know?
That's messed up.
Someone said that. I won't say who I heard that from.
It wasn't me.
No, but I'm, and it wasn't that example, but it's simple like that. To use others to satisfy your shadow work.
Right. And just to let you know, we are at the top of our hour.
Oh, shucks. We just started.
I know, right?
I don't know if we reached any conclusion. I think, if anything, I hope we got people to think about before they call themselves dark. If they do, maybe they could define it, because I can't. And also know what they consider dark. And maybe they aren't. And maybe they should stop calling themselves dark and calling themselves nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Right.
Thanks. You got any final conclusions?
I just still think that a lot of it is going to considerably be a generality, a massive amount of generality, until people understand the difference between, because humans are still learning the basics of good and evil. So how can you tag light and darkness this early on? I mean, people are still learning it. So it's going to be a generality until people really get it. And since we're all bleeding red, we're kind of up the creek on that one.
Well, let me give a homework assignment for our audience, okay?
Okay.
They can contact me many ways. One on Facebook, John DeSalvo 007. They can email me at my GizaPyramid.com association website, GizaPyramid.com. Email the director. My email is just cdesalvo, C like as in Charlie, cdesalvo at goldengate.net. Goldengate, one word, like .net, not com. CDSalvo Golden Gate. Please email me and define darkness for me concisely. I don't want a whole song and dance in three or four sentences or one paragraph. And please give me examples of darkness that is not evil. So darkness is not equal evil. Let's see if we get any, or you can message me on Facebook, anything. Is that a fair kind of homework assignment, being a Professor John of the dark realms of Mordok? I don't know. Well, thank you for your very good insight. You got me thinking. Reconsidering.
You're welcome.
I hope I got you thinking too.
Yes, of course.
And I want to thank Joe Montalvo for having us on. I'd like you to do the ending credits, but also to thank the audience to listen to us. And I hope we didn't confuse them too much. But maybe confusion is not bad, because in the Gospel of Thomas, it says confusion leads to truth.
There you go. And on that note, thank you for listening to the ParaX Hour with Dr. John DeSalvo and Seraphine Hurley. We'll be back next Monday as well at 5 p.m. Central Time with another hour of awesomeness, ParaX style, with Dr. DeSalvo and myself. We'll see you next week. Enjoy your evening.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Pick Peck Honda for all your automotive needs. Shop and save on over 1,300 of your favorite new Hondas during the Happy Honda Days sales event. Like a new 2019 Honda Accord LX front-wheel drive sedan. Lease for $249 a month. 36 months, 12,000 miles per year, and zero security deposit. Visit us at 11151 US 49 in Gulfport. Online at patpeckhonda.com. Stock number KA161533, automatic 2099, due at signing, plus tax, tag, and title fee. To qualified buyer, see dealer for details. Ends 1-2-20. Pick Peck Honda for all your automotive needs. Shop and save on over 1,300 of your favorite new Hondas during the Happy Honda Days sales event. Like a new 2019 Honda Accord LX front-wheel drive sedan. Lease for $249 a month. 36 months, 12,000 miles per year, and zero security deposit. Visit us at 11151 US 49 in Gulfport. Online at patpeckhonda.com. Stock number KA161533, automatic 2099, due at signing, plus tax, tag, and title fee. To qualified buyer, see dealer for details. Ends 1-2-20.